Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with the saga regarding Jadon Sancho. And according to reports, Borussia Dortmund have given United a deadline for sealing a deal. The Red Devils have been heavily linked with Sancho over the last year after he backed up last season's performances with another 20 goals and 18 assists in this term. Reports on Saturday claim a deal had been agreed in principle. Sancho could earn around £140,000, eventually rising to £200,000 over 5 years. The fee is still the tipping point. Weeks ago, reports suggested that United were in no rush to do the deal, but reports now suggest that Dortmund have given them a timeline in order to get the deal done, and they must pass it before they've been told to move on. Into other news of transfer speculation, and Manchester City are set to rival United in their fight to sign Napoli's Kalidou Koulibaly and Inter Milan's Milan Skriniar. City are of course needing a centre-half to try and replace Vincent Kompany after his retirement last season, but Manchester United are also looking for a partner to try and help Harry Maguire along as they see another partnership, rather he and Victor Lindelof. One player at the other end of the pitch, though, that has certainly impressed is Mason Greenwood, and former United defender John O'Shea believes his form could mean they'll change their transfer plans. Greenwood notched his 7th and 8th league goals of the season in the 5-2 victory over Bournemouth on Saturday. The dynamic front three of Greenwood, Anthony Martial and Marcus Rashford have now scored 55 goals between them, and O'Shea insists that the club could be looking to save money and give Greenwood a bigger chance. And finally, with Jack Grealish, he's one of the targets, according to the press, of Manchester United's team this summer. The scouting network are looking to try and fine-tune their preparations ahead of the summer. Reports claim it will slot into the midfield alongside the likes of Paul Pogba and Bruno Fernandes. A number of pundits, though, in recent days have said that won't be possible. And the latest is former Villa striker Darren Bent, who says that he wouldn't get into the team and he could not play alongside the powerful duo for now. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.